all I have to do is forget how much I love him. All I have to do is put my longing to one side.
This Friday and Saturday night at the IU Auditorium, it's Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida, the timeless love story. It's a musical. Showtime is at 8 o'clock. I'm George Walker, and our guest is Aida from Aida, and she goes by the name of Marja Harmon. Marja, thanks for joining us.
Wonderful to be here.
Now, you're playing a particularly rigorous role in terms both of the vocal and of the physical. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from?
I come from Columbus, Indiana, not too far from Bloomington. So very excited to be coming home and getting to perform near my hometown.
Well, tell us a little bit about your schooling then. You started out in Columbus.
I did. I started out in Columbus. I went to Columbus East. And then I graduated and went to the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, California, where I got my BA in theater and my Bachelor of Science in Music Industry. And shortly after graduating from L.A., I went to New York City and began auditioning, and shortly after booked this and been on the road ever since.
My goodness. Tell us a little bit about some of the roles you had while you were in college.
Oh, gosh. I had the honor of being in productions such as Dreamgirls, Ragtime, Jekyll and Hyde, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, all where I got the opportunity to work with Equity performers and Broadway veterans and learned so much. And the productions and the theater were really just wonderful experiences.
We're talking with Marja Harmon, who's in the cast of Aida, a Columbus, Indiana young lady who will be coming to Bloomington Friday and Saturday nights. So while you were in college, you got to work really with pretty much the classics of contemporary musical theater.
I did. Dreamgirls now, which is the movie, was my first professional show that I ever did. And it was a wonderful experience. And I got to work with people such as Billy Porter and Tanya Dixon and Keisha Lewis, who have all had wonderful sustaining careers on Broadway and still do to this day. And so it was a pleasure to be able to work with them and pick their brains at such a young age and learn so much about the business.
Aida is described as a timeless love story, and like almost any timeless love story, you're in the middle of a triangle.
I am. the triangle consists of myself, Aida, and Radames, the Egyptian captain, and Amneris, the Egyptian princess who Radames is betrothed to. However, Radames and Aida fall in love, and there's the conflict with the triangle, obviously, with Amneris and the engagement, but also with the fact that their countries are at war and, you know, their political responsibilities to both of their respective countries.
The writers for this show, Elton John and Tim Rice, what a storied pair they are. This was their first collaboration after they finished The Lion King.
Yes, it was.
Can you tell us a little bit, what's your favorite song in the show?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many. but my favorite song I really look forward to singing every single night is a song called The Gods Love Nubia. It's the closing of the first act, and it's a gospel-inspired number. And it's an audience favorite. It's a cast favorite. It's just extremely passionate and heartfelt. And it's a wonderful way to close an act.
You know, I can tell as you're talking that you're walking around.
I am. I'm in my hotel room and I kind of pace.
You're just the energetic sort of person who fits, I think, the musical. Where are you currently performing?
We are in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Uh-huh. And so you'll be in Fort Collins, Colorado. Is Bloomington your next stop?
Bloomington is actually on one of the last shows. We're actually at the very tail end of the tour. We have 2 weeks left, and Bloomington is our second to last show.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you're going to come close to finishing it up back home.
Exactly. I'm very, very super excited.
We've been talking to Marja Harmon, who plays the role of Aida in Elton John and Tim Rice's musical. It comes to the IU Auditorium this Friday and Saturday nights. Performances are at 8 o'clock. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.